Jesus loved you. Jesus is often referred to as that shepherd looking for that lost sheep. Steve was a lost sheep. And Jesus found him. Hallelujah. I was lost, but Jesus found me. I'm glad he found me. I'm glad he keeps me. I'm glad he looks after me, cares for me. Because without him, I would be a mess. But because of Jesus, because of this birth that we will celebrate tomorrow, Christ, the Savior of the world, was born. See, the Lord wants to pour into you, by his Holy Spirit, his love. He wants to pour it into your soul. You know, there are people in our nations that don't know what true love is. They know what lust is. They know what greed is. They know what anger and hatred and bitterness is. But true love? God sent his Son. That's true love. He sent that which was pure, perfect, sinless, spotless, and he sent that, his Son, into this world that he might take your punishment, my punishment, for all our sins, that he might set you free from that punishment. And give you an opportunity of eternal life Amen. To be spent in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. The alternative is to spend eternity in hellfire with Satan and his demons and to be tormented forever. Some people believe, oh, well, you know, when you're dead, you're dead. Really? I don't believe that. God did not create you and me for death. God created you and I for life. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. He came to give you life. He did not come to give you death. Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Who was he referring to? Satan. He comes to steal. He comes to kill and destroy. What's he come to steal? Anything that you have. Anything which you love the most, he wants to steal from you. Your loved ones, your husband, your wife, your children, your pets, whatever you love the most, he seeks to steal from you. He does not care what he steals as long as he steals. But Jesus said, but I, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, have come to give you life and that more abundantly. And as we receive that life of Christ, and today I don't know everybody here today, and maybe there's somebody here that has never asked the Lord Jesus into their heart and into their lives. Or maybe there's somebody that their love for the Lord has grown cold. Rekindle that love. Yeah. Let the Holy Spirit, let the Word of God rekindle that love. Become passionate about Jesus. Let him be the lover of your soul. Jesus has come as a baby, and he's come for you. He's come that you might be free from torments and fear. He's come that you might have eternal life, living in his presence. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Wow. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. just over the hilltop. God's preparing things. I don't understand it all, do you? But I do know this, that every promise in the Bible, God will fulfill it to the nth degree. He will not fail in his promises to you and to me. We have to learn to walk with him day by day. We have to learn to spend time with him. And as we do that, we'll begin to hear his voice. The Word of God says, my sheep hear my voice. Some of you might say, well, I've never heard God. Are you one of his sheep? Are you spending time in the Bible? This is where his voice is. His voice is in here. And it will speak into your spirit and into your soul. God is spirit. God wants to speak to you. God wants to reveal himself to you. You might say, well, I've never heard it like that. I've never seen it like that. God wants you to know him in a new way. God wants you to experience him in a new way. There are many people here that are here today that have been prayed for over the years, and prayers have been going up for you that God would continue to minister into your life for sickness, for prosperity, for goodness, for things that matter in your lives. But one of the greatest prayers that we ever pray for you is that you might know him. Yes. Whom to know is life eternal. Some folks say, well, I can get by without God. Yes. Really? When the fat hits the fire, when it gets really tough, when you have no hope, that's when you know that God loves you. He's there for you. God wants you to know his love. God wants you to know this Jesus who came as a baby, who grew up and was obedient to the word of God. And then when his ministry commenced, he began to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. And when he left, he said to his disciples, continue on doing what I started. Finish the course that I have set before you. And the great commission was, heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Go into all the world and tell the story of the love of God that each and every one of us needs. You know, you might think, well, it's all right, it's just for old people. It's just a crutch. Well, I started following Jesus when I was 16 years old. Yes, I did. And I never regret that decision. Never regret that decision. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. And God loves you. And God is falling in love with you over and over and over again. You are his creation. So today, as we're on the eve of the birthday of Christ, you know, as I look down here, some people have brought me a gift. Isn't that lovely? Got a gift. You know, and if I just take it home, put it down, look at the card and gift, wasn't it? And then later on you say to me, shush you. And later on you say to me, what was that gift you got? Was it nice? Well, it was nicely wrapped. I've still got it, look, still got it wrapped. Still nicely wrapped, look, it's lovely, isn't it? It's great. Yeah, but when are you going to open it? But why? Why should I open it? It's nice to look at, you know. It says on it, miracle. Searching for the newborn king, miracle. Whoa, great, isn't it? It's mine. It's for me. What are you going to do with it? I'm just going to keep it on the side. You'd think, he's lost it, won't you? And I'm sure the person that gave it me, if they came to see me and saw on the side this still wrapped up, what do you think they'd think? It's the last time I'm buying them a present. You see, all I got was a parcel. Yeah? And unless I open it, whatever the gift is, I've not yet fully received it. Have I? It's just a parcel. Tomorrow, you'll have parcels, won't you? Well, some of you are thinking, I hope so. And if my husband now bought me something, well, Christmas dinner comes. What are you going to do with your parcels? Are you just going to sit there and watch that pile of parcels under the tree and say, isn't that lovely, all those presents we've been bought? Are you just going to leave them there? Eh? You're going to open them, are you? I have to be careful because my wife, literally, by the time the clock starts, strikes midnight, she's in there. I used to hide one until Boxing Day, just to, you know, try and make her wait, you know. But she always had an idea there was another one hanging about somewhere. But unless I open this, I have not yet received it fully. Yeah? I need to tear off the wrapping. I need to go inside and take out what is in there. And whatever it is, begin to use it. God sent his son Jesus. To give you eternal life. And the only way you receive him is when you ask him into your heart and life. And you begin to allow him to begin to work on you and begin to change you and mold you and shape you into the very image of the Almighty God that he created at the beginning in the Garden of Eden. And all this can happen because of the birth and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this Christmas time, I would say to you, amongst all the tinsel, the lights, the food, the presents that you receive, do not forget the Messiah, the boy child, who came to take away your sin and my sin, that we might have eternal life with Christ Jesus. Amen. Can I ask at this time that you just bow your heads for a moment or two? As I say, I don't know everyone that's here, but I'm going to say, if there is anybody here who has never asked the Lord Jesus into their heart and life, and today you realize that you need to receive the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ that will give you eternal life in the presence of Almighty God. Then I would ask you this day to raise your hand and say, I want to open that gift. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I want him to lead me and to guide me and to direct me the rest of my life. If you do, then I ask you, just raise that hand for Jesus. And if there is any here that has grown cold, then I would encourage you and I would ask you to talk to the Lord and ask him to forgive you for your coldness, for your neglect of your relationship with him. And ask that you might refresh it and start it again. And that you might put him, Jesus, in the very center of your life. That you might know life eternal in his very presence forevermore. If there's anybody here who just feels they need to refresh that relationship with the Lord Jesus, just raise your hand and we'll pray. Father, we thank you for our time. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus, this baby whom you entrusted into the hands of humanity. And yet he lived a life of victory and triumph. He gave us the example of how we can live life on earth in your presence. Father, I pray that each and every one of us would have a fresh desire to follow you in a greater and a deeper way. I ask this in Jesus' name.